From Spark and Anvil and Bioforge, this is Ward, in Chapter 1 of the Bioforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Ward sat very still on the low stone wall outside the Bioforge workshop, one broad paw resting gently over a fresh scrape on their knee. The scrape had happened that morning during a slip on the gravel path, but already a thin, sticky seal of amber fluid was hardening over the raw skin. The surrounding area felt tight and remarkably warm, but Ward was smiling down at it with quiet satisfaction. To anyone walking past, Ward looked like a typical badger tween doing absolutely nothing, solid, settled, and lost in thought. A small rabbit kid named Pip bounced down the path, carrying a wooden hoop, but he stopped and winced when he saw the grays. "Ew," Pip said, wrinkling his nose. "That looks nasty. Aren't you going to put some leaf paste on it?" "I don't need to," Ward said, lifting their paw to show the pink skin. "My immune system is already on the job." Pip leaned closer, his long ears twitching with doubt. "Your what?" "The defenders inside," Ward explained. "See how the skin is pink and hot? Most people think that heat means the scrape is losing, but it is actually the opposite." They watched a speck of dust drift past in the sunlight. "That warmth is a crowd of helpers rushing to the tear because they spotted some dirt that snuck in." "You can actually feel all that happening?" Pip asked, squinting. "I can feel the warmth," Ward said, gently resting their paw back over the grays like a thick blanket. "The actual battle is too small and too fast to see, but it is happening right now without me even asking." They felt a quiet, steady gratitude spread through their chest. Something inside is keeping the whole place safe, and it doesn't even want to thank you. Ward had learned this quiet patience from their grandmother, who had kept the village gate for nearly 40 years. She was a massive badger, with scarred ears and eyes like dark flint, and she knew every single face for three valleys around. Ward used to sit beside her on a three-legged stool for whole afternoons, watching the travelers stream down the dusty road. What amazed Ward wasn't her strength, but rather how quiet and still she remained while the crowd passed by. She let the flour-dusted bakers, the muddy shepherds, and the loud visiting cousins pass through the gate without a second glance. "You aren't stopping anyone," young Ward muttered one dusty afternoon. "What is the point of a guard who lets everyone through?" His grandmother laughed, a low rumble that shook her broad chest. "Almost everyone belongs here, little one." She patted Ward's shoulder. "If I fought every stranger, I would be exhausted by noon, and I would start 100 fights that never needed starting." Just then, a covered cart rolled up, and the driver wore his hat pulled low over his eyes. Ward saw his grandmother's posture change instantly. Though she did not growl or raise her voice, she simply stood up, rang the heavy iron bell once, and three strong neighbors appeared from the tavern before the driver could even blink. The driver took one look at them, turned his cart around, and rattled back down the road in a hurry. "That is the point," she said, sitting back down on her stool. "I don't attack first, I recognize. And once I have met a troublemaker, I never forget that face." Ward turned that lesson over for years, knowing who belongs, staying calm enough to tell the difference, and raising the alarm only when something did not fit. It felt less like fighting and more like watching well, which Ward thought was the most patient kind of care there was.
When Ward turned 12, they walked to the Bioforge lab, a long stone building smelling of pine needles and clean copper. If any place in the valley understood how the body guarded itself, it was this quiet workshop. The old instructor, a pine marten named Master Vane, met them at the heavy oak door with a testing look. She did not ask Ward to lift heavy weights, but instead pointed to a glowing glass model of a leg sitting on the table. "A thorn pierces the skin," Vane said, her voice sharp. "What happens first?" Ward did not give a long speech. They picked up a small jagged pebble from the floor and placed it on the glass model. Then they waited, keeping their paws behind their back and watching the stone sit there. "It is just sitting there," Vane said, her eyes narrowing. "For a second," Ward said. "Then this." Ward tapped a copper lever on the side of the table, and tiny blue lights swarmed the pebble from every direction. "The lookouts spot the invader," Ward explained. "They signal that this pebble is not part of the body, making the vessels open up so the area gets warm." They pointed to the swarming lights. "Those are the white blood cells arriving. Some of them swallow the germs whole, while others start making antibodies." "Antibodies?" Vane asked, leaning in close. "They are like custom-made locks," Ward said. "They fit only that exact germ, and once they bind to it, the invader is finished." Ward nudged the pebble off the glass, and the blue light settled back into a quiet, steady glow. "And the best part is, the body keeps those locks. If that same germ ever returns, the guards destroy it before you ever feel sick." Vane looked at the empty glass model, then up at Ward's calm face. "You belong here," she said.
Soon, Ward's afternoons were filled with helping other young beasts understand how their own bodies worked. One rainy Tuesday, a young otter kid named Toby came into the workshop with drooping whiskers and a bright red nose. "I've been coughing for 2 days," Toby groaned, dropping onto a wooden bench. "My body is completely broken." "Sit down," Ward said, pulling over a ring board carved in the shape of a torso and dotted with small pegs. "You aren't broken. You are just in the middle of a fight that you are going to win." Ward placed several green wooden blocks on the board to represent the invaders. "Let's play a game where you are the defenders. Your job isn't to hit everything, but to find the real threat." Toby reached out a damp paw and pointed to a yellow token. "Do I attack this one?" "No," Ward said. "That is just a speck of pollen from your walk. It is harmless, so you leave it alone." They pointed to the green block. "That one is the virus. Send your guards there." Toby slid 3 blue pegs over to surround the green block, and the board clicked as a small light turned white. "See," Ward said, "you don't waste your strength on things that belong. You save it for the real invaders." Ward flipped over a card with a drawing of a pillow. "This is a good night's sleep, which makes your defenders move twice as fast." They flipped another card, showing a bowl of hot broth. "And this is real food. If you run yourself down, your guards get sluggish." Ward looked Toby in the eye, wanting him to understand. "This is true for every single body, no matter how big or small you are." "Taking care of yourself isn't about how you look," Ward added. "It is about keeping your guards sharp." Toby wiped his nose on his sleeve, a tiny spark returning to his eyes. "I think I'm winning." "You have been winning since yesterday," Ward said, smiling. "You just couldn't see the board."
At dusk, the rain stopped, leaving the cobblestones outside the workshop shiny and cold. Toby stood by the doorway, wrapping his wool scarf around his neck while he looked out at the darkening hills. "If it is all happening inside," Toby said, his voice suddenly quiet, "and I can't see any of it, how do I know it is actually working?" Ward thought about the low stone wall from that morning and the tight, warm scrape on their own knee that was healing in the dark. "You feel the edges of it," Ward said. "You feel the warm skin and you feel tired, and then you feel better." They walked Toby to the gate, where the lanterns were just being lit against the evening mist. "The scab shows up to show the mending is almost done. The rest you take on faith, and that faith is earned." They watched a moth flutter near the lantern light. "Every time you have been sick and recovered, that was them. Every cut that closed, and every fever that broke." Ward smiled gently. "It is a whole patient army inside you, watching through the night and asking for nothing." Toby nodded, his shoulders dropping as the worry left him, and then he waved a quick goodbye and trotted down the path. Ward stood in the cool air, watching him go.
They did not say it aloud, but they knew it to be true. The body was not a fragile thing to fear. It was a home with the most loyal guards in the world, and they never took a day off.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to WARD. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.